Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
We're back. New year, new us. Back in the studio.
Cheers.
We are Zoe Robertson
and Sophia Lepage.
We're here to talk about chips.
We are Canadian. Yes, well, it's true.
Well, it's true. You looked very shocked by yourself when you said that, but I'll tell you, you are Canadian.
It's not what I thought I was going to say.
Right, that happens sometimes.
Yeah,
a lot. It happens to a lot of Canadians. It just slips out.
Yeah, I'm Canadian. I'm Canadian.
You're ordering lunch at a Parisian bistro, and you go, oh, I'm Canadian. I mean, I meant I want the escargot.
I am Canadian.
Chips. This is an incredible flavor. We've had chips the entire time that we've been alive.
JustChips.com, the podcast, not the website.
Today's episode is the brown bag lunch.
We're not going to have a call today because we don't feel like it. We just feel like being us two. We want to catch up over lunch.
Exactly. Guess what's the rudest thing to do during a lunch date?
Taking a call.
Taking a friggin' call in front of your buddy.
No text, no call, no Facebook, no WhatsApp.
This is a phones under the table, in your pocket, in your bag kind of deal.
Sure.
That's right. Today we're doing chips Lay's Chalet sauce. And for those of you who are not Canadian and parts of USA, Ian.
She said it.
You won't know what this is. Swiss Chalet is a chain restaurant, a family dining establishment.
High-end casual.
Yeah. Maybe around like a level of like Red Lobster sort of thing.
Like you'd wear a dress shirt and jeans, probably.
The interior decoration is all in the theme of a Swiss mountain lodge.
Right.
And people love it.
In the style of classic brown bag lunches, which is our theme today, everyone in Canada always has chalet sauce for lunch.
So chalet sauce is Swiss Chalet's famous sauce that people love. They sell it as a powder, and Canadians who are living abroad will even bring it to places with them because they miss it so much.
And people just go crazy for the stuff. And we will tell you the flavor notes in due time.
The other lunch bag that we have today is Lay's Beer and Brats flavor. That's imported from the U.S.
Almost the exact same color bag.
They basically look the exact same.
I'd say it's a brown bag lunch.
Should we start with the chalet sauce?
Yes.
Okay, Sophia, tell me what's your worst school lunch ever.
Okay, I don't know that I ever had bad school lunches for myself because I loved them, but I know for other people around me it was not that fun.
Yeah, I know where you're going with this.
Yeah, my favorite lunches were always the stinkiest, obviously. Isn't that just how it goes?
Let me guess.
Go for it.
Tuna fish.
Tuna fish.
Yum.
Tuna salad, extra mayo, curry sauce.
Yum.
And then obviously egg salad sandwiches. Like both smell so good. Different variations of fart.
Both delicious, both incredibly farty.
Yeah.
Shall we try these?
Yes.
Swiss
Chalet
chips?
Okay. Do you want to give me your first smell note of the chalet sauce chips?
It smells very like what I would expect a fast food chain sauce to smell like.
Doesn't smell as good as the real thing.
Yeah.
It happens so often, but it smells like dog food.
It does. I think one of the main appeals of the chalet sauce to me, as someone especially who doesn't know it very well, is the wetness of it. It would be the actual sauce part of it,
mm-hmm.
And the fact that it's a chip makes me not that excited. Mm-hmm, I'll be honest. Mm-hmm.
Do you want to cheers it?
Let's cheers it. Chip cheers.
Oh, that's really good.
Very good.
Let's go back to the topic of lunch a little bit. Do you remember Lunchables?
Yes. Do you?
Uh-huh. Did you eat them?
No. I got them one time.
Which kind?
Like little crackers with cheese and ham or something and a Capri Sun, probably.
So like the pizza kind.
It was the pizza kind. You're right. Lunchables were like a ready-made meal that you could buy at the grocery store, targeted towards kids' lunches.
And modeled after the TV dinner.
Exactly.
American TV dinner.
Yeah. The fun draw for kids was that you build your own lunch. And the fun draw for parents was that you don't have to make a lunch, you just buy it.
Yep. It was created in 1985 as a way to sell more bologna and lunch meat from
the goddamn bologna industry.
Dude, I know. They're everywhere.
Damn it. The goddamn bologna executives are appearing at you around every corner.
You know, they've got their hands in
many
everything.
Pockets. Many pockets.
What would you do if I told you that some of the different alternative names they were considering for Lunchables, and you kind of tell me what you would think?
Mm-hmm. Are we kind of playing a game where, like, I'm your test audience, and mm-hmm. you're, like, the, mm-hmm. the lunch, you're, yeah. like, the bologna market?
Give me a rating out of 10, and then tell me what's in the lunch, okay?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Okay, first one. Entrees. O-N-trays.
You know what immediately comes to mind? An airline meal, which always comes on a tray.
Yep.
And I'm thinking there's a lot of packaging. There's a lot of plastic wrap.
Mm-hmm.
And am I thinking it's that good? No, I'm thinking it's 5 out of 10 entrees.
And are you going to say that's like a, you eat it right out of the pack, or is that a microwave kind of dish?
I'm saying it's served to you ready, however you get it.
Okay, well, that was an alternative name. I'm on the same train as you. Separately, have you ever gotten sick on a plane from plain food?
No, have you?
No, but on a train, very close.
Ew.
On a Via Rail train, eating the higgledy-piggledy sandwich.
Oh my god, the higgledy-piggledy.
Yeah. There's this stupid-ass sandwich on a Via Rail train. I'm so glad they got rid of it.
The Canadian train company.
Yeah, that had this sandwich called the higgledy-piggledy, which was just like a ham and cheese sandwich. And one time I was
with
ordering
maple,
it.
With maple mayonnaise, something stupid.
Disgusting, but I was really hungry and I think maybe hungover. But anyway, I ordered it and I was like, can I please have the ham and cheese sandwich? And the server was like, sorry? And I was like,
dude, you're telling my story. That literally happened to me, and I tell that story
all
the time.
Oh, my God.
What the hell?
I didn't even know
what the
I was
hell,
doing
dude?
That. I swear I've never done that.
Oh, my God.
My memory's bad, okay? It is bad.
Wait, that's really weird that you just started telling my story like it happened to you.
I don't think I've ever done that, and I'm sorry. We are two sides of the same coin.
Should I finish it?
Yeah, sorry. Zoe, why don't you tell the story of what happened to higgledy-piggledy with you?
I didn't have time to pack a lunch for the train or whatever, and I was starving. I think the train was delayed. And I was like, okay, I have to get a sandwich. And I looked and I was like, oh, there's that ham and cheese. I'll just get that one. So she comes by in the cart, and I'm like, could I? Hi. Because my voice always gets really, like, when I talk to service
same.
People. I'm like, hi. Could I get the ham and cheese croissant, please?
Sorry. Can I get this? Sorry. That's more my style, but anyway.
Meanwhile, the bologna guy, that little bologna, who I'm picturing is like
the
Monopoly
bologna
man.
The
bologna exec. He's the Monopoly man. He's like looking around the corner of the train. And he's like, good. Rubbing his hands together.
Yeah,
he's looking
like
at
the demon
eyes
possessing
you. Oh, good. She's
you.
Getting the bologna sandwich. And I was like, can I get the ham and cheese croissant, please? And she was like, ham and, sorry, which one did you want? And I was like, the ham and cheese croissant, please. And she's like, kind of like looking through her Rolodex of sandwiches. And she's like, I'm not sure which one you mean. And I was like, the one, you know, the one that has ham and cheese in it. But my voice has dropped at this point because I'm like, I'm not playing around anymore. And she's like, sorry, did you mean this one? And kind of like points on the menu to the ham and cheese croissant. For some reason, I just felt bullied into being like, yes, I would like the higgledy-piggledy, please. Just made me say it out loud.
You know, I wonder if that woman just, like, has fun to make, like, had
for
fun
sure.
making people say that out loud.
Yeah.
Cause it's the stupidest sandwich name ever, and they only had it for a limited run for a reason.
Yeah, definitely.
Call it a ham and cheese sandwich, Via Rail.
Call it what it is! I think they do that now, though. It's
they do
a ham
now,
and
but they
sandwich.
Didn't for a while.
But anyway, that's our bone to pick.
The same sandwich, though, is I ordered it, and one time it came, and it was, like, definitely slimy, and I shouldn't have eaten it, but I was so
dude,
hungry.
I can't even hear that right now. That's actually grossing me out.
Nauseous for the whole day afterwards.
That's gnarly.
Yeah, I didn't get sick, but, you know, shouldn't
close
have eaten
it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe have some worms for it. I'm not really sure.
Okay, next Lunchables name, please.
Okay, next Lunchables name is Cracker Witches.
Cracker Witches. You know what? I think more of a cartoon style lunch because of the witches part.
Okay, give me the mascot.
The mascot is a tiny little witch who has some kind of school thing with her.
Eat well and learn, kids.
Maybe she has like flashcards and she's on rollerblades for some reason, but she also has a witch's hat on. Next.
Okay. Okay, but what's in the Cracker Witch lunch?
Oh, it's just crackers with different toppings.
Such as?
Oh, yeah.
Bologna?
You know, like,
come on.
For sure, bologna, now that I know the really like sinister origins of
bologna.
Of what's it called? What are they called?
Lunchables.
And then, you know, maybe some, I don't know, some cheese, maybe a little something sweet, maybe even a little, you know, probably there'd be like icing or something really bad for you.
Ew, I mean, icing with bologna?
It's a Dunkaroo.
Okay, tell me this one. Fun meals, meals with a Z.
You know how sort of when we were coming up as children, there was definitely like an advertising kick toward being like a cool outdoors kid who does a lot of skateboarding, probably has their hair bleached and wears sunglasses. Like
sort of
like a cool kid kind of thing. Maybe like a Capri Sun type of commercial where there's people on scooters, but they all have like a lot of safety gear on.
And frosted tips.
Looks not that cool, but I mean, it is cool. But as a kid, you don't think it looks cool. Fun meals. That's what I'm thinking.
Okay, and take me there. What are you eating in a fun meal?
There's definitely a lot of silver packaging. It looks almost like space food.
Mm.
There's probably some dehydrated ice cream.
Ooh.
And and then you'd maybe have Pop Rocks, like bologna with Pop Rocks in it. It'd be like really weird.
Yeah.
And you know, like when,
basically space food.
When we had purple ketchup and we had like rainbow bread, it'd all be that really weird stuff that hadn't fully made it to market yet.
Yeah.
It would be stuff that they were still market testing on children, and they'd have different like series of fun meals, and they would say, oh, okay, kids are buying that one. We're definitely going to start marketing that.
Imagine our lives if fun meals had been a thing. Like, it would be so appealing, but that sounds like just a heart attack of toxic waste in your body.
Yeah.
But you know what? I've probably eaten all those things you described.
Exactly. Yeah.
At some point in my life.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Well, that was a fun little game.
Did you have any really good lunch boxes?
I did. I had a Star Wars lunchbox, which was like the classic. Okay.
Was it a tin one?
Uh-huh.
Okay, that's also mine, Sophia.
Oh, no. I for sure had a lunchbox that was Star Wars, okay? Yes, I did. In high school, I had one.
Oh, my God. Someone call the doctor, please. Sophia.
Dude, I got one for my high school birthday. Okay, you know what?
Wait, I got it for my birthday. I got a tin Star Wars lunchbox. Dude, you're actually going crazy.
No. Wait, did I give it to you?
No.
No, I'm sure that I had a Star Wars lunchbox too. I'm sure. I think I could pull it out still.
Okay, we'll get back to you on this, listeners. We'll get back to you on this.
I'm identity stealing you.
You really are. You're kind of like gaslighting me right now, but I'm gaslighting you back.
Yeah, you are. I need to gaslight.
I need to stand up for my identity here. Okay, should we open these beer and brats lays?
Yeah, for sure.
Give me a sniffy.
Oh, doesn't smell like much. That's like a lot of yeast in there.
This has definitely been a brewing for a while.
Yeah.
Okay, chip cheers, m'lady.
Oh, tastes like Gatorade.
I'm not saying it's great. I'm saying this is a nuanced flavor profile that goes through hills and valleys. Let me talk you through it. First, lay down on the tongue. The fat, buttery taste of the bratwurst.
Yeah.
Then you get a piquant sausage aftertaste.
Uh-huh.
After that, there is an element of sort of maltiness that I think would be the beer.
Okay.
And there's also, surprisingly somehow mixed in there as well, an element of the mustard of the brat.
You taste the mustard?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You are very...
you need to get a little handful.
I don't want
and
to.
Put, no, no. You need for the name of the game, just get a little handful.
Dude, it tastes like it's rotten sausage is what it tastes like to me.
Okay.
With yeast.
Like the higgledy piggledy?
Yeah. Ew. Ew. Ew.
Mm.
You like them.
Mm-hmm. I do. They're really not that bad. I don't know what you're making that face for.
Ew. It tastes like rotten Swiss cheese with vomit from yeast. That's not for me.
Okay.
That's not for me. Have you ever had a blind date on a lunch date?
No.
or have you eaten lunch with a stranger?
Sure.
Well, can you remember?
I mean, I know I have. I can't think of a single example right now, but I know that I have. Yeah, for sure.
So you've eaten in front of strangers at lunchtime.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I find it a weird experience.
Talk about a cafeteria. That's all you're doing, eating in front of strangers at lunchtime.
That's true. Oh my God, I did something horrible recently in front of strangers, actually, at lunchtime. Mm-hmm. I was sitting with my coworkers, who I will say not all of them I'm very close with. It's sort of a rotating cast of people. And as a fun joke, I decided to bring up breast milk and how long people breastfeed, and made a joke that I breastfed until I was 18 years old to the sound of crickets. No one reacted, and I was like beet red, and even my friends were like looking away from me like, I can't back you up on this. And it was horrible, like horrible. I was embarrassed for like 2 hours afterwards. I couldn't look at anyone. And also, these are people I had to work with in the afternoon. So,
does it make you feel better to bring it up here on a way more public platform? I mean, is this helping you work
through it? It's kind of like,
or?
if you talk about it out loud, it's less of a big deal. But this happened this week. It's pretty fresh.
Got it. Okay.
It was one of the stupidest things I've done recently. No one wants to hear about how long I've been honking on my mom's titas. You know what
I mean? You know what? I'm like, going to say it, me included.
Yeah. So I'm definitely alone in this one. So don't let me out of the house.
Sophia? It was me.
No,
it was
whatever.
Me who breastfed until I was 18. For the record, that's not true.
Can I tell you something that there's at the end of our notes here that I don't understand? I'm pretty sure you put in the notes. There's a note that says, notes from parents, you're great, you suck, etc. And also, you're the son of the mailman. What? Can you explain these a little bit?
I was just, you know, I was thinking, like, sometimes you get notes from your parents in a packed lunch.
Oh!
And I was thinking, you know, some of the sort of, like, tones of notes that you might get. Are
happy, sad.
You're great. I love you. Good luck on your test today. Mm. I think you're going to do really well. Or you're super. Have a wonderful day. Another less nice one would be something like, you're a bad child. You disappoint me. You're a disappointment to our family. Or even a more extreme one would be revealing some kind of family secret to your child through the lunchbox note, something like, oh, your biological parent isn't actually your parent, you're actually the child of somebody else.
Imagine. I'm sure it's happened.
Let's just put a call out. If anything like that has ever happened to you, gotten a really weird lunch note where you have a deep family secret revealed to you, we'd like to hear from you.
Or if you've wound up with the wrong lunch and someone else, like, you get Ooh. Someone else's note and you're like, this doesn't make any sense. This is my mom.
What about trading lunches?
Trading lunches. I did it often.
Did it often too. Because people would get good snacks. You'd be like, swippity-doo.
And as good as my dad's sandwiches were, I would get bored of them sometimes.
Right. I mean, that's just the name of the game. That's an open market economy. That's not
nothing
a term.
Is free.
But you know what I love about lunch?
What?
You can eat like a hard-boiled egg and you're like, that's lunch. You can basically put whatever you want in your mouth and you're like, that was my lunch. Whereas you don't really do that as much with the other meals.
Yeah. That's true. That's true.
You know, I like that lunch is very versatile.
Yeah. It could be, as you say, one boiled egg, handful of crisps.
It could be a handful of crisps. It could be a little bit of cereal. It could be a porridge. It could be something like roast beef. I mean, it could be anything.
Sweet, savory?
Anything. It can be sweet. It can be savory. It can be big. It can be small. It can be spicy. It can be bland.
From the land, from the sea.
From the sky.
Sky.
Wherever you want to find your lunch.
Well, Zoe, I think we should maybe choose a winner.
Okay.
Do you have
I need to,
an idea?
I need to take a little taste to redo of each one.
Okay. Brat. Chalet.
Okay. Hear me out here.
Yep.
The bags are identical.
Okay.
The chips, actually basically identical.
Yep.
We didn't say they're both Lay's.
And they're also slightly brownly tinged also.
One of them, I get this buttery, nice, cheesy taste. It's not really offensive to the palate. It's not really doing me a huge solid, but it's fine. The other one, I take it, and it makes my mouth cringe because it's so sour.
Oh, my God. Nary have I had such an offensive chip as beer and brats. I like Charlie sauce.
Okay. I contend that we are disagreeing on this one.
So is it we're at a standoff here?
What's a polite thing to do? You take your friend to lunch, you know? I'm taking you to lunch right now. What's a polite thing to do? No, what it really comes down to here is etiquette, my darling. I've studied up on my etiquette, and I'm going to concede to you and invite you to have the chalet sauce for lunch.
Wow.
Because I am the embodiment of politesse. M'lady, kiss my hand.
Thank you so much. That's very etiquette of you. We are your hosts and producers,
Zoe Robertson
and Sophia Lepage.
We recorded this episode at Eggplant Picture and Sound.
Our audio engineer is Deanna
Didi
Morano.
Our theme song is by Fez Gielen.
Thank you very much, and see you again.
JustChips.com, the podcast, not the website.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.